a country that upholds the values of peace by abolishing its army. A president who rescued thousands of refugees' lives. A former US vice president who brings the world's attention to global warming. A celebrity who advocates for human rights. An animal lover who works tirelessly for the defenseless. An international organization that provides humanitarian aid regardless of national boundaries. A worldwide humanitarian agency that protects human life and alleviates suffering. These are among some of the distinguished people, countries, and organizations in our present-day society that have made a positive difference on our planet through their noble actions. For the purpose of recognizing these caring actions and in response to the reports about many positive developments in the world, Supreme Master Ching Hai founded the Shining World Leadership Award in March 2006. The Pure Crystal Award represents the shining noble ideals of the honored individuals, nations, and organizations whose pioneering work and selfless dedication have significantly contributed to the harmony and beauty of our planet.
Thank you for this award, but most significantly, thank you for the work you've done and are doing and are encouraging others to do to awaken humanity to its responsibility to live a compassionate life and to do so in honoring of the spirit in all beings.
The founder of the Shining World Leadership Award, Supreme Master Ching Hai, is a world-renowned spiritual leader, humanitarian, and artist, who herself has brought immense benefits to the world through her inspiring words and shining example. Supreme Master Ching Hai's own selfless service and devotion to all beings have been highly lauded by world leaders and governments.
She also brings love around the world where there is hate. She brings hope where there is despair. And she brings understanding where there is misunderstanding. We don't have enough people like the Supreme Master. If we had somebody like her in every country in the world, we'd have eternal peace, eternal love.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work.
wholeheartedly and sacrifice for them whenever necessary. And to other members of mankind, you just show your love universally and help whoever needs your help. And that is the way of love.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's wisdom and compassion have been a source of inspiration for countless people worldwide. And she further encourages positive work through the Shining World Leadership Award. Thank you, Shining World Leaders. Hello, gracious viewers. Today we have the honor of introducing three distinguished leaders, His Excellency José Ramos Horta, President of Timor-Leste, the Honorable Pat Quinn, Governor of Illinois, USA, and the Honorable Prabhakar Deshmukh, the Agriculture Commissioner of Maharashtra State, India. Taking office in 2007, His Excellency Dr. José Ramos Horta is the second president of Timor-Leste and a 1996 Nobel Peace Prize laureate for his distinguished efforts to stop the oppression of his people. To build lasting peace in his country, President Dr. Ramos Horta launched a special program called Dili, City of Peace.
So I launched this concept a holistic approach to peace by also doing small things for the poor. One of the main aspects of this campaign is housing for the poor. Besides this, we do a lot of work with gangs. We do participate in all kinds of activities. One activity is very important in the promotion of peace is culture and sports. For instance, we have done last year the Tour de Timor bike race. We have done the Dili International Marathon. All of this is part of Dili City of Peace or Timor-Leste Island of Peace.
Sadly, on February 11, 2008, the world was shocked by a tragedy when President Dr. Ramos Horta received gunshot wounds by soldiers of a minority group. In critical condition, he was sent to the Royal Darwin Hospital in Australia for treatment. Fortunately, after 2 months, he recovered and returned to Timor-Leste, where he was greeted by tens of thousands of citizens. With a great and tolerant heart, President Dr. Ramos Horta announced that he had forgiven the leader, Alfredo Reynado, who lost his life in the incident. His Excellency even asked the Timorese government to look after the late Reynado's family.
I personally believe that every human being should have a chance to be reintegrated in society. But having paid to the society the crime he or she has committed. If you go and visit our prison, you'll be impressed. We are a small country, but only 8 years independence, and yet our prison conditions is almost like a hotel. As long as the person is there, he or she must be treated with dignity.
In recognition of his forgiveness and benevolence, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored President Dr. Ramos Horta with the Shining World Leadership Award. The appreciation letter from Supreme Master Ching Hai partially reads as follows.
The depth of your forgiveness is illuminating, uplifting the souls of all who have been hurt. Even after receiving such serious injuries, involving a number of operations, your thoughts were for his family and your nation in grief. It is rare to find a man of such dignity and strength in this world, and it is a blessing for East Timor to have a great leader such as yourself. Respected President, your love for others shines brilliantly and far beyond the borders of Timor-Leste. You set a beautiful and genuine example of compassion for ordinary people, politicians, and leaders worldwide. Thank you, sir, for uplifting our world with your wonderful example of clemency. With great honor, love, and blessings, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Our next recipient of the Shining World Leadership Award is the Honorable Pat Quinn, Governor of the U.S. state of Illinois. Patrick Joseph Pat Quinn III is the 41st and current Governor of Illinois since 2009. Governor Quinn has dedicated himself to rejuvenating the economy of Illinois, improving mass transportation, and creating job opportunities for co-citizens. Known for his integrity, he also reformed the state government to ensure fairness and transparency in the system. Then, on March 9, 2011, he signed a historic legislation to ban capital punishment in the state. The governor also commuted the sentences to life in prison for all 15 inmates remaining on death row. Illinois thus becomes the 16th state in the nation to rescind the death penalty, a status that was hailed by human rights activists as being even more highly significant because Illinois had been a state that actively sought capital punishment sentencing before rejecting it, saying that his decision was strongly influenced by considering how the possibility of error in the judicial system could wrongfully execute an innocent person. Governor Quinn stated,
"It is impossible to create a perfect system, one that is free of all mistakes, free of all discrimination with respect to race or economic circumstance or geography. To have a consistent, perfect death penalty system, I have concluded, after looking at everything I've been given, that's impossible in our state. I think it's the right and just thing to abolish the death penalty."
For his wise and caring policy, Supreme Master Qinghai honored Governor Pat Quinn with the Shining World Leadership Award. The letter of admiration from Supreme Master Qinghai concludes,
"For having the courage to change outdated paradigms, for embracing higher ideals, for gifting the people with the graciousness of your moral integrity, and for being a truly admirable example of a leader, we hereby applaud and celebrate the exemplary stewardship of Illinois and her esteemed and noble-hearted governor, the Honorable Pat Quinn. With great honor, love, and blessings, Supreme Master Qinghai."
Governor Quinn also received other gifts. He later sent a letter to Supreme Master Qinghai, the following of which is an excerpt.
"Receiving the Shining World Leadership Award is certainly a great honor, knowing that I join a select group of humanitarians and leaders from around the world that you have chosen for this recognition. Sincerely, Pat Quinn, Governor."
Next, we come to India to learn about the successful implementation of organic farming as promoted by the Honorable Prabhakar Deshmukh. Mr. Deshmukh is the Agriculture Commissioner for Maharashtra, the third largest state in western India. Since taking office, he has introduced several innovative approaches for high productivity and better quality of crops.
"We are also promoting the organic farming, particularly in horticulture, where the farmers are getting very good returns.
You product your production and then the waste material you use to maintain your farm in organic farming.
And apan jo pauda udhar lagayenge to usko wo zameen mein ye bio compost mein se usko mil jata hai wo paude ko
sab kuch
to wo saksham aa jata hai.
We are taking mainly the production of pomegranate, custard apple and the anjir, the fig. I am very proud to tell that in organic farming I get very best result from there."
To preserve soil health, Commissioner Deshmukh encourages farmers to reduce the use of chemical fertilizers and pesticides, In fact, it is mandatory for each farmer to allocate 1 hectare of land to organic farming. The result is quite encouraging. To date, the state of Maharashtra has more than 6.5 lakh hectares of land cultivated using organic methods, of which 2.77 lakh hectares of land have been certified as organically farmed.
The organic farming is definitely one of the important and very good way for the sustainable agriculture, because this will not only save the nature, but this will give the better food to the human being, and this will also help to maintain the good health.
To further promote this farming method to other states, Commissioner Deshmukh's team trained 320 assistant supervisors who will provide a one-year course on organic farming to 6,500 farmers. The program will equip them with the expertise to adopt nature's way of growing produce.
We have to save our planet, we have to save our people by giving food from organic farming. We call it as Shashwat, sustainable agriculture.
Every year we experience that at least 20% increase in organic field or organic area under organic cultivation. Because of this global warming era and a lot of international problems, you must learn to do the farming, successful farming, in the tune of nature. I must thank also Prabhakarji Deshmukh, and I expect his leadership for a long and prosperous life of our organic farmers.
In recognition of Maharashtra's outstanding efforts promoting organic farming, Supreme Master Qinghai honoured the state government, represented by Commissioner Prabhakar Deshmukh, with the Shining World Leadership Award. The appreciation letter concludes:
for compassionately striving to nourish the citizens sustainably and promoting earth-saving friendly organic farming methods, we hereby applaud and celebrate the great deeds of Maharashtra, with wholehearted thanks to the Commissioner of Agriculture, Mr. Prabhakar Deshmukh. With great honor, love and blessings, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Convey my regards to Supreme Master Qinghai from my government, my minister, my chief minister and the agriculture department. We are really grateful, and this will definitely help in promoting the organic farming in the state for better health of the human being. Thank you very much.
In addition to receiving the crystal plaque, the state government also was gifted with a $10,000 contribution from Supreme Master Qinghai to further promote the organic farming practices in Maharashtra.
We'll use this money for the training of the farmer, because that is the most required thing for doing the systematic organic farming.
Like many Indians, Commissioner Deshmukh is also a vegetarian who follows the healthy and eco-friendly lifestyle.
I'm a vegetarian and I'm enjoying the vegetarian food, and I'm happy with that. So I will say that be veg, grow green and save our planet. Thank you very much.
Be veg, go green, save our planet.
Our respectful salute and immense appreciation to today's three honored recipients of the Shining World Leadership Award. Blessed be your wise and noble deeds of governance that make our planet more harmonious to live in. Caring viewers, it was a pleasure having you with us on today's program. Now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Words of Wisdom, next after Noteworthy News. Wishing you and your loved ones healthy and peaceful lives.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.